WTNW News time is 6:05. It's 34 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. FiberMax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Former President George Herbert Walker Bush was discharged yesterday from a Houston hospital.
Well, many prayers answered. It's a great day in Houston, Texas, and the president's going to continue a little bit of physical therapy at the home, but his recovery had progressed to the point where he didn't need to be at the hospital anymore, so that's a good indication of where he is today.
Family spokesman Jim McGrath says the physician in charge of the former president's care says he will not need any special medication when he goes home, but he will continue physical therapy. Bush thanked those who sent prayers and get well messages during his hospitalization, which began November 23rd and included a week in intensive care. Bush had been treated for bronchitis, a bacterial infection, and a persistent cough. The identity has been released of a man who died after being struck by a train along Welburn Road near Fitch. College Station police say the circumstances that led to the death of 18-year-old Jacob Fallman yesterday morning, shortly before 1 a.m., remain under investigation. Proposed changes to the boundaries of Bryan and Rudder High Schools generated a large crowd at a public hearing last night.
There were more than 50 in attendance to hear how a district committee came up with the recommendation to equalize student population. Among the three speakers, Cable Kerwitz, who brought up the idea of changing boundaries of middle schools.
Rayburn, which is 130 feet, I guess, from Rudder, is actually split right now and goes both to Rudder and Bryan. And that has a tremendous impact on extracurricular participation because it limits both Bryan High and Rudder being able to develop relationships with Rayburn students early on.
Last night's public hearing also included comments from head football coaches, including Bryan High's Russ Rogers, who's been through boundary changes in Colleen.
We have 40 to 50 kids that pop on a varsity team. Other people are coming over 70 or 80. We've heard a drill team, if you watch the state championship game, you saw 800 in a band. That's the same classification that Bryan High's in. And I think they had 200 girls in drill team.
There will be another committee meeting on Thursday. The board could take final action later this month. If approved, it'll impact next year's freshmen at Rudder and Bryan. It'll mean a future expansion at Rudder and moving other programs to Bryan High. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
College Station police have arrested a man believed to be one of the five involved in the December 30th shooting at residence near the intersection of University and Texas. 17-year-old Robert Sweat Jr. of Bryan is charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Police say a group of five men fired on three individuals who would not come into the street when called. The shooting was allegedly in retaliation for a theft during a drug transaction. No one was injured, but several rounds damaged the home on Poplar Street. Nearly 70 law enforcement officers from the Brazos Valley will be part of next week's presidential inauguration security detail. It's the third time that Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk has chosen 22 deputies.
You know, in the past, they've been posted along the parade route and just fill a role as a security officer in through the celebration of the inauguration.
Joining the sheriff's deputies are 16 constables, officers, and representatives from the local police departments, along with Brenham and Burleson County. Last weekend, law enforcement agencies worldwide recognized the annual observance of the Amber Alert System, which provides public notification of children who've been abducted. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger of the College Station Police Department, who's president of the Brazos Valley Network, says anyone with a smartphone will soon be receiving automatic notices, replacing a subscription-based text system.
The limitation on that was, say, if I live in College Station and I subscribe to College Station area Amber Alerts, but I'm in Tucson, Arizona on vacation, I might not know about an Amber Alert there.
More than 600 children have been successfully recovered through Amber Alert broadcasts. And while the vice president today plans to present a package of gun violence legislation to the president, the Texas legislature remains mostly silent. State legislature is back in session, but there are no bills filed on assault rifles, large magazines, or arming teachers. And Senate President Pro Tem Letitia Van Depute doesn't expect any either.
Maybe a stronger background checks, and probably only with that assault rifles. Those things that can fire magazines of, 27 bullets. pellets at a time.
She says there's nothing worse than putting a state regulation over a federal regulation, so don't expect changes here. WTAW News time is 6:10. It's 34 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. Here are the happy numbers.
A lot of cloudiness draped across the state, and that cloudiness is going to linger across the region today and into tomorrow. We also have lots of cool air in place, so temperatures today only around 40. Radar picking up a little bit of light precipitation, so I can't rule out a shower today. There may be a shower of rain or even some snowflakes overnight. Lows will be near 30. Tomorrow, some sun developing by afternoon, 45. Sunshine and near 50 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. More honors for Fighting Texas Aggie basketball. The irony of Lance Armstrong being in trouble for something with PED as PED. He's on a bicycle. He admitted it to Oprah. We'll share that with you as well. And we've got a bunch more with the new number one team in the country in basketball coming up at 6:50.
Oh, my God. Close the schools tomorrow. He said snow in the forecast.
You take the phone calls, but we don't.
Yeah, not that we're going to get any. Just there's a chance, and just the.
Well, at the other station, I would have started getting phone calls now asking about school
I know.
Tomorrow.
Well, that's the difference between how intelligent those people were and our listeners. Yeah, I said it. That's it. I forget. I was watching something yesterday, and they were showing the television anchors in California. Talking about when would this cold weather assault end. You know, it's like 35 degrees in Los Angeles yesterday. So
that's like Armageddon
yeah,
for them.
They're thinking woolly mammoths are going to be coming down, you know, Sepulveda or something. But anyway, they're not used to this kind of this isn't – they make so much money, they're not supposed to have to put up with that kind of weather, but they are.
They're selling a whole lot of fur coats on Rodeo Drive.
That's probably right. And, you know, I don't know. I think today is probably less hospitable than yesterday was. Yesterday it was cold and the wind was blowing. But today we got that little bit of, you know, misty stuff out here. And it says right here that there's light snow in Bryan right now.
Get out.
Yeah, I know. Hey, that'll get the kids out of bed. Hey, look, kiddos, it's snowing.
Hey, if anybody is experiencing snow right now, feel free to send us a picture.
Share it with us.
Since we can't see it.
Call us first. But anyway, we do have a chance of some sort of freezing precipitation today. And it's 35 right now, and the stuff's already on the ground, and it's wet, and the roads are being traveled, so I would think that there wouldn't be any kind of a problem. Now, tonight, it is going to get down to 30, and so we need to, again, be aware on the traveled roads. You don't have to worry about
roads
that.
Roads and bridges.
Yeah, on the roads that may not be traveled so much, you might hit a little oopsie as you're
driving. The roads less traveled.
That's right. And then freezing rain is in our forecast again for tomorrow, but a high of 47. So anything that we have would just be for people who have to be at work at, 6 o'clock in the morning. So, again.
Congratulations to y'all.
That's right. Anyway, they're not really expecting any ice accumulation here. But, again, if you're going to be traveling up north, there may be some different situations there. As far as the temperatures are concerned, the chill factor right now is 28.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. So, again, one more reason to be glad you don't live in places like Green Bay.
I hate frizzle.
Yeah, frizzle's not fun.
I just hate frizzle.
Well, and mostly it's because we don't know how to drive in it anyway. NASA has been awarded a contract to explore the potential of expanding the International Space Station.
Okay.
We're relevant, right?
Yeah.
The agency says Bigelow Aerospace has been awarded a $17.8 $8 million contract to deliver to the agency an inflatable extension to the space station.
So a blow-up space station.
Yeah, that. Well, I'm thinking like a double wide. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just thinking Bigelow sounds funny to me.
It does, yeah. Yeah.
It's a very good tea brand.
Who's got to blow that thing up, too?
Mr. Bigelow.
Yeah, yeah.
Info.
Information.
Yeah, hope there's a pump involved there. Some little compressor.
I just see some guy going, hey, yo, we work for Bigelow. We're here to install this thing somewhere.
Right. Yeah. Put the duct tape right there. Okay, there you are.
You think there are Yankees in space?
Well, there will be soon. Yankees in space.
That's a movie title.
Yeah, like snakes on a plane.
Yeah. Here's an actual customer of Advanced Carpet Cleaning.
I've been using Advanced Carpet Cleaning for over 15 years. I use David and his staff because of their meticulous attention to detail. They are always on time, and when they're done, my house smells fresh and the carpets and area rugs look brand new. They also clean our tile, grout, and furniture. I recommend Advanced Carpet Cleaning to my family and friends because I know that they will do a good job for them too.
Breathe new life into your carpet with Advanced Carpet Cleaning. Call 696-8899.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 616 out there, and it's National Hat Day.
Hey, I'm celebrating.
Okay, got one. It's also, and again, don't know why it should be January 15th, but it's Strawberry Ice Cream Day.
Ooh.
Okay, ice cream, you know.
Yeah, since people eat a lot of ice cream in January, and it's the time when strawberries
are
right,
exactly. Right. So I guess they wanted top-of-mind awareness at a time when people wouldn't be having top-of-mind awareness, but there you are. And it's also Fresh Squeezed Juice Week. I don't know why it starts on Tuesday, but there you go. Huh. And it's the Ides of January, you know. Beware the Ides of January. All right, what do we got?
I can't tell you how many times I've read that.
I know, yeah.
Howie Day. Australian one-hit wonder, had a song called Collide. He's 32.
Yeah. Had a hit here?
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
okay.
It was a big hit.
Oh, okay.
Really big hit.
What was it called?
Collide.
Okay.
Actually, you might like that one, Scott.
Okay, I'll have a listen.
I mean, I even recognize his name.
Yeah.
I'm not
100%
sure who he is, but I'd recognize his name.
Okay.
Let me see. Drew Brees, Westlake High School sensation playing for New Orleans.
Yeah, somehow or other, nobody around here wanted him. He had to go to Purdue to get a college scholarship.
Wow. He was small.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
34 years old. This one is just for the folks that have younger kids. There's a person named Skrillex who's 25. Uh-huh. It's a lot of the stuff you hear coming out of the phones, the electronic type music. A lot of kids use them for ringtones.
Oh, I see.
25 years old today.
Uh-huh.
Eddie Cahill from Friends and is now on CSI New York.
Right.
35 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Regina King is 42 years old, played on 24, and was also had a part in Ray, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Shane McMahon, 43 years old.
Is he a wrestler?
Son of the owner.
Ah, there you go. Okay, yeah. He's doing all right.
Yeah. Chad Lowe, Rob's more talented brother's 45.
now, that wasn't very nice. Anyway, okay.
What, do we usually say nice things on
the
show?
No, not at all. No, no, not
at all.
We
just wanted to point it out.
Sure, yeah.
Lisa from And Cult Jam.
What? She from what?
Lisa and the Cult Jam.
Oh, okay. Wait, she couldn't come up with another name?
She's 47, okay. I guess not. Or she liked it so much she named it twice.
That's true, yeah. Okay.
James Nesbitt is 48 from The Hobbit.
Oh, I thought that was the guy who invented basketball. Okay. Oh, that's Naismith. Oh, never mind. Okay. Yeah, okay. All right.
Mario, excuse me.
Sorry.
Mario Van Peebles, 56 years old, been in a number of movies, but yeah. I didn't know. Columbia graduate?
Is that right?
With a degree in economics.
No kidding.
Yes.
Wow. He sure plays down, doesn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he does.
Oh, all right.
And Ray Simpson, the dude that plays the cop in The Village People, is 61.
Well, good for him. He's probably touring alone, isn't he?
More than likely.
I was going to say, they're not all alive anymore, are they?
No, they've lost a couple of them.
Okay, there you go.
The
okay.
truth. And nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now, the other big thing that stood out during the press conference is the campaign never ends. demagoguery in full display, in full force. I mean, he's portraying the spending priorities of Republicans, saying that Republicans were suspicious about Social Security and government support for the elderly and spending money on medical research and suspicious about programs aimed at making sure that kids in poverty are getting enough to eat. It's the same thing as Republicans don't care about, you know, they want the elderly and kids with autism and Down syndrome to fend for themselves. It worked during the campaign. Why wouldn't he try it here? I told you after the election that we're going to get more and more of this throughout the years. It is just not only deeply dishonest, but a great distortion. Lecture coming from a man who's responsible for a massive increase in poverty during his presidency.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Before another year passes you by, cross a couple things off your New Year's checklist today at LegalZoom.com. Whether you need to incorporate your business, form an LLC, or protect your family with a will or living trust, LegalZoom.com makes it simple. You can even access an extensive network of legal plan attorneys for guidance. LegalZoom is not a law firm. You can get self-help services at your specific direction, or you can speak with a legal plan attorney to get your questions answered and get ongoing advice. Enter Brilliant in the referral box at checkout for even more savings at LegalZoom.com.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit one of Brazos Valley Equipment's four locations in Waco, Hillsboro, Cleburne, or Ennis, or online at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Speculation about Dell's future. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Dell shares rallied yesterday. The company's stock jumped 13% as investors heard rumors the computer maker might go private. The Wall Street Journal reports this morning Dell has held talks with the private equity firms Silver Lake Partners and TPG as it looks for a new course now that the PC boom is over. Ben Bernanke says the nation's economy remains fragile. The Federal Reserve chairman says there have been some signs of improvement, but he is still not satisfied with the economy's progress. The remarks suggest the Fed's bond buying program will continue. Bernanke also warned that Congress must take the necessary steps to raise the debt ceiling to avoid a situation in which the government stops paying its bills. Congress may have just a month or so to get a debt ceiling deal done. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says the government could reach its borrowing limit as soon as mid-February. Stock market futures are a little lower this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safe Light can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com or ask your insurance company for Safe Light.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
Says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hey, I appreciate you doing a testimonial for us.
You guys changed my life.
Well, thanks.
I'm on the radio?
Yep.
I'm on the air?
Yep.
And nobody knows it's me, right? Because I'm a very private person.
That's why we gave you a wig and blurred your face.
Oh, and did you disguise my voice?
Uh-huh.
Good. Ask away.
And what kind of job did you find at AggieLandHelpWanted.com?
Oh, a retail job. I posted a resume in minutes. It was free, super easy.
Thank you, Bunny Grosky. We appreciate your help.
Oh, you just said my name.
There's a delay. We can edit it out.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
No. AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hi, this is Debbie at Bottom Line. Exciting news. We have a simple cash option for those who want their money within 24 to 48 hours. This is not a loan. If we prepare your return and it is accepted by the IRS, you could receive money in 24 to 48 hours. Call now, 691-2345.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey,
smelly. She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
Yeah, I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
I logged on to DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, probiotics. There's flaxseed oil.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His breath was better. His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 625 of Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, you know, there's uncomfortable weather out there. Not very nice to be outside right now. But there's a chance of some freezing rain. 50% chance of some sort of precipitation, and it might be freezing at some point. Now, our high today will be 43, and we're above freezing right now, but just be aware. And then tonight, look for a low temperature around 30, and we'll have a 30% chance of precipitation continuing. And, of course, any moisture that's on little-traveled roads will probably freeze, so be aware of that if you have to be out early tomorrow morning. There's a 30% chance of some freezing rain on Wednesday. Again, we'll be up to 47, and we'll have a light freeze on Wednesday night at 31. Then sunshine for the end of the week, and we'll be in the middle 50s to maybe as high as 60 and lows down in the middle 30s. But so just kind of watch out and be aware out there this morning. Chill factor is 28 right now. Winds are out of the north at 9. We do have some light mist or fog out there, and we have an air temperature of 35 degrees.
It's only in the last 30 or 40 years that people have gotten so heavy. So what did people before that do to stay thin? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Julian, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
What makes Safelite different? Well, with Safelite, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safelite can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com or ask your insurance company for Safelite.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation. Whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
This time of year, many people vow to lose weight. But why are we so heavy in the first place?
There are a lot of different reasons why people gain weight. But I can pretty much sum it up in one word: insulin.
Pediatric endocrinologist Dr. Robert Lustig, author of the book Fat Chance.
Insulin is the energy storage hormone. Insulin makes you gain fat. Insulin diverts energy from your bloodstream to fat cells for storage. It's energy for a rainy day. And we know that because whenever we give type 2 diabetics insulin shots, they gain weight. And so the question is, okay, if insulin's the bad guy in this story, how come our insulin levels are three times higher today than they were, say, 30 years ago? And that's where sugar comes in. Because we're eating more sugar.
The modern American diet today has a lot of sugar, primarily due to the consumption of processed food.
Of the 600,000 food items that are currently available in the American grocery store, 80% of them are laced with added sugar. Our ancestors, 100 years ago, consuming fruits and vegetables out of the ground and the occasional honey, consumed about an ounce of sugar a day. Right now, we're at 6.5 ounces. My best guess in terms of the toxic threshold would be about 3 ounces. So we're basically over double what would cause disease.
Tomorrow, why fat and calories are not the problem we've been led to believe. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
I'm Carrie Krueger with Brazos Valley Community Action Agency. When we ask you to shop locally, we're asking you to support businesses that help support the nonprofit community. BVCAA offers programs and services that help over 30,000 area residents each year. We work with local businesses to help people and change lives right here in the Brazos Valley. By shopping locally, you create jobs and you help local businesses support community groups like us. Remember, before you do your shopping online or drive out of town to shop, do your shopping locally and keep your money in town. It's where our jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 34 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A College Station man is dead after being hit by a train. Police say 18-year-old Jacob Fallman was struck on the tracks along Welborn Road near Fitch Monday morning shortly before 1. The investigation continues into the circumstances. Between Christmas and New Year's, there was gunfire outside a home near Texas and University. Now, College Station police believe 17-year-old Robert Sweat Jr. Bryan was one of the 5 men armed with a gun and baseball bat who approached a home at Poplar and Eisenhower. Officers believe the group tried to call 3 individuals into the street, shooting at them as they went inside in retaliation for a theft done during a drug deal. Sweat has been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The nation's oldest living president is out of the hospital. George Herbert Walker Bush was released yesterday following nearly 2 months of treatment for bronchitis, a bacterial infection, and a persistent cough. Family spokesman Jim McGrath says Bush had only one concern returning home.
The only concern they have today is the fact that they're just simply not going to be able to thank everybody in person. But so hopefully through media messages like this, we can let people know that their thoughts and their prayers truly were received, they helped, and they're appreciated.
The president's internal medicine physician says he will not need any special medication when he goes home, but he'll continue physical therapy. Officers from local law enforcement will be taking a charter flight to Washington, D.C. this weekend. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says 22 deputies are among the nearly 70 helping with security of the presidential inauguration.
This is the third inauguration that we've participated in, and so we've tried to make sure that those that haven't had the experience before get a chance to do it, and then look at seniority after that.
The Washington, D.C. Police Department will reimburse Brazos County for personnel and travel expenses. The Bryan School Board took questions but heard no opponents to changing boundaries of Bryan and Rudder High.
Final actions expected for the end of the month to equalize populations and to make both schools 4A for extracurricular activities. Board member David Stansney talked about how that could lead to building an addition at Rudder.
Even though we're going to have probably a lot of empty space at Bryan High, and that's not going to sit well with some people, the bottom line is that we may have to spend some money, and it's going to have to be maintained and so forth.
Several coaches and sponsors spoke, including Bryan High Choir Director Alex Medlock.
Rudder High School has a smaller choir program than Bryan High School, but if we balance that out, it hurts me a little bit because I have less resources to pull from, but it's best for all kids.
Rudder head football coach Sam Pierce says the Rangers have been in 3 districts in 5 years.
This will allow us to hopefully get with people that we form some rivalries with. Bryan High, College Station, A&M Consolidated, Brenham.
If approved, it will take effect with next year's freshman class. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coming soon to your smartphone are automatic notices of child abductions. It's the latest update to the Amber Alert notification system.
This new technology is now, as opposed to subscriber and opting in, it is cell tower driven. So if I'm in that same scenario, I'm from College Station and I happen to be in Tucson, Arizona, and a child abduction happens and an Amber Alert is issued, the potential to get that information to me is greatly increased as opposed to the old system.
That's Lieutenant Chuck Flieger of the College Station Police Department, who's president of the Brazos Valley Amber Alert Network. And most Texans will get their first paycheck of 2013 today, but it might be significantly smaller than what we're used to.
The end of the Social Security tax cut will hurt middle-class families hard.
It's going to be a difference for them, about $76 a month.
Wendy Kowalik of the San Antonio financial management firm Predico Partners says this will be felt in the entire economy because not that many families have that kind of money to burn.
There is going to be some spending changes. There's just no way. People just didn't have that much discretionary income to begin with.
The average two-income family will lose $150 a month, plus the fact that most people's health insurance has gone up. That will cut into paychecks, too. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 34 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hey, good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's 6:36. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business, for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Gray skies for today. There's the potential for a passing shower or sprinkle. Heavier jackets necessary today with highs only around 40. Maybe a rain or light snow shower overnight. Lows will be near 30. Tomorrow, any showers will taper off in the morning. There could be some afternoon clearing, a high of 45. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows 30 to 35. We'll have sunshine developing across the region Thursday. Highs will be close to 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
From our perspective and from what's gone on at U.S. Postal and Discovery and all of those tours, we have nothing to hide.
Yes, you did. We'll share that with you coming up at 7:50. That's Lance Armstrong concerning performance-enhancing drugs. National Player of the Week honors and SEC honors for A&M basketball and more coming up with sports at 6:50.
There you go. I guess we'll talk about him next hour. That's boy, now, have they had the interview? The interview's actually been on now, is that
no,
right?
No, no, it will be on Thursday. The interview was conducted yesterday. Yeah.
Could we promote that any more? I mean, you know, it is Oprah, and she's the queen of media, and we understand that. But, I mean, all weekend it was like, don't forget he'll be talking. Don't forget he'll be talking. Don't forget he'll be talking.
He's trying to rehab.
Now he's going to talk, yeah.
And the consensus for a lot of, you know, the sports geeks out there is he's trying to get back in because he wants to compete in Ironman.
Oh.
And so he wants to be clean and everybody's nicey nice. Yes, I did it. I'm sorry.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, we thought the White House was going to release their suggestions on new gun legislation today, but apparently it's going to be later on this week. We'll see.
Papa Joe turned him in on time, though.
Yeah, he did his part.
that was a nice tap dance.
Yeah, thank you. Well, after all, he said there was no silver bullet, right?
Yeah.
And then yesterday, apparently the president says, you know, you're not going to be able to hold a gun to the head of dot, dot, dot. Now, see, why are we doing that? Why do you do that? You get inflammatory? Is that what you want to do?
He's trying to ruffle feathers.
I guess. And again, there's supposedly going to be 19 specific areas in which the president can act via executive order. A bunch of House Democrats reportedly got a briefing on this yesterday, so they know. Of course, they're not, you know, nanny, nanny, boo, boo, not telling the Republicans about it. But Politico...
You have to pass it before you read it.
Yeah, really. Politico cites at least one Democrat from that meeting who said the executive actions could include giving the authority to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to conduct national research on guns. Okay, national
guns
research
are a disease?
On guns. Yeah, really, really. That the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Yeah, if you want a gun, you're sick. You got a disease. Anyway.
Well, that means that...
You're not using the right accent.
No, I mean, that means that Kat's certifiable because she's been certified with a gun.
There you go. And there's a lot of folks out there. But, okay, anyway, more aggressive enforcement of existing gun laws, pushing for wider sharing of existing gun databases. There's certainly nothing wrong with that if they exist. And among federal and state agencies doing that. Wow. And again, you know, government is all about let's grow, okay?
Yeah.
I want. Do you know that the CDC in Atlanta is just thrilled to death? Oh, boy, we're going to get to hire more people who are going to get to sit around and not do anything.
Yep.
And again, that what they'll say is, well, I'm sorry, we are going to need more information because it's for your safety.
Sure.
So we'll see.
And kajillions of dollars later.
Yeah. Now, and the deal is, quite honestly, we talked about this the other day, yesterday. They can talk about legislation all they want, but being able to actually get the votes for it would be something really, really different. And it's interesting how this works out because they ask Harry Reid if Congress would pass any new gun control laws anytime soon. Now, as we mentioned last week, Harry Reid gets endorsed and has over the years by the National Rifle Association. So the Democrat, Harry Reid, when asked about it over the weekend about passing any kind of a renewed assault weapons ban, he told Nevada PBS, is it something that can pass the Senate? Maybe. It's something that can pass the House. He said, I doubt it. So he's going to throw it back on the House and say that the House won't be able to pass
it. That's to save his own bacon.
Sure it is. That way he doesn't want to have to address that if he can possibly keep from it.
Because you know why?
Because he gets money from the National Rifle Association.
He's afraid to pull the trigger on the...
Oh, thank you. Oh, very nice. Ah, good, good. Now, for his part, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, with the blessing of the Republican-controlled state Senate, has announced a set of stronger anti-gun laws, including an outright ban on assault weapons. The new bill or bills will also, among other things, limit ammunition clips to 7 rounds down from the current 10.
Because that makes a big difference.
Yeah, sure.
Those three little bullets.
You betcha. The changes would also mandate gun owners to renew their license every 5 years and to tighten up the laws on assault weapons that are already owned by New Yorkers. And, you know, that's fine, but I'm sure what the governor has not thought about is the workload that it will bring on the state employees as the criminals and gangbangers bring their guns in to make sure that they register them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They want to be sure and do that. And you know that they're also, of course, going to have to be there to get their licenses renewed every 5
Certainly.
Years. So I think the governor needs to understand that there's going to be a tremendous workload on state employees as the gangbangers and the criminals get in there and get their licenses renewed because they know that's what they're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it for Steve Stockman. He's a Texas congressman. He said if the president issues any of these executive orders on gun control, he says, he's talking about impeachment.
Really?
Yep. He said the president's actions are an existential threat to this nation. The right of the people to keep and bear arms is what has kept this nation free and secure for over 200 years. The very purpose of the Second Amendment is to stop the government from disallowing people the means to defend themselves against tyranny. Any proposal to abuse executive power and infringe upon gun rights must be repelled with the stiffest legislation possible.
Good there for him.
Go. That's Steve Stockman. He's the Texas congressman, so... We'll see how that goes.
My favorite analogy is the line that you use with, you know, if guns are the problem, then pencils make misspelled words.
Yeah, sure. I would agree. It's again, I can't imagine that they will be able to put legislation together for this.
No, it'll be an executive order, and then you talk about a storm of you know what.
Yeah, then we're going to have to end up getting in the courts or something like this. So the president held his final news conference of his first term.
Yeah, he got mad.
He did, didn't he? He was not a happy camper.
He did not like being called a hypocrite at all.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that a little bit, okay? Because, see, he insisted yesterday that he would not negotiate on the debt ceiling and said the Social Security checks would be delayed. The nation could enter a recession if the Republicans do not agree to raise the limit on government borrowing, although he did say that he's open to more spending cuts. Mm-hmm. Says America cannot afford another debate with this Congress about whether or not they should pay their bills on time. The full faith and confidence of Americans is not a bargaining chip. We are not a deadbeat nation. Now, there seems to be at least one Democrat in Washington who gets it when it comes to the debt ceiling. Here's the quote. The fact that we are here today to debate raising America's debt limit is a sign of leadership failure.
Mm. A Democrat said that?
Yes.
He's not going to be there long.
It is a sign that the U.S. government can't pay its own bills. It's a sign that we now depend on ongoing financial assistance from foreign countries to finance our government's reckless fiscal policies. Increasing America's debt weakens us domestically and internationally. Leadership means that the buck stops here. Instead, Washington is shifting the burden of bad choices today onto the backs of our children and grandchildren. America has a debt problem and a failure in leadership. Americans deserve better. Barack Obama, March 06. You're right, he won't be here much longer. 3 more years, yeah. See, and that's what it's all about. And who was the president at that time? A Republican, okay, George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Now, had it been switched around, if Obama had been a Republican and the president had been Democrat, he'd have said the same thing. I mean, it's our fault. You know, these are the people who we elect.
We put them there.
I mean, and we keep them there. Somehow, deep inside, I don't think the Republicans care one way or another as long as they get to keep their deal. And you know what? If the Democrats are in control, then it's the other way around. But they all just want to keep their piece of the pie. They want us to sit down, shut up, and pay our taxes. And we'll just keep running this up. We'll just keep running the debt up. I don't think it has anything to do with party. I just do not.
It's power.
Yep. And we're too stupid to understand that we are the problem. Everybody's okay.
Well, yes. It's not our senator.
No.
It's those idiots in Oklahoma.
That's exactly right. Our guy or gal is just fine. It's those other people who don't do it. Well, you know, got to send. And you know what? You don't owe us anything, but send a message. Send a message to your representatives and do it on the state level as well. If you're not happy about it, just understand that. And what's interesting is this has been a problem that's gone on for decades. But now because things are more bipartisan than ever before, there really may be some hardliners who are out there. If you'll remember the last time the government shut down, the Republicans really paid for it. They really got taken to the woodshed in the next election cycle because of it. I don't know that that'll happen now because there are more people who are more vocal about the idea of, you know what, maybe a shutdown is okay. Maybe a shutdown is all right.
If we can't overspend, you can't overspend.
Something like that. And I just, you know, before there were Republicans who were scared to do that, and now, I mean, they are quite honestly saying that Boehner once again may not be able to champion a cause that he can get passed in his own chamber. And that's something we'll ask Bill Flores about tomorrow. I mean, I think he probably sides with the speaker. I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but I think he probably sides with the speaker today. But if the speaker marches in with legislation he can't pass in the House, he's going to once again be more weakened, and it's going to prove that there really are some hardline people out there. We talk about cutting taxes and talk about not raising taxes and talk about government cuts and spending. Well, there may be some guys and gals up there who are willing to let the government shut down so that their side can be heard. And, I guess I would salute them from the idea of having the strength of their conviction that they'll do that.
There seems to be a whole lot of all hat and no cattle, though.
Well, you're right. Sure. That's true now. And that's why let's see if Boehner can put together within his Republican Party a coalition of people who who really will pass legislation to fight this, to get the spending cuts, because we're going to raise the debt ceiling. I think we all know that. That's going to happen. We always do that. But it's, again, liken it to us. Credit card company, are they always willing for us to have our credit limit raised? No, but, you know, we don't print money. That's the difference, I guess. All right, it's 6:49.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
When it comes time to design or redesign a home landscape, you need to think of it incrementally. As you would in building the house itself, start the garden design with the most general areas that will, by necessity, have to come first, and then as time, money, and energy allow, work your way through to the finish line. We're going to try to bring order to the process, step-by-step landscaping, in today's program after this message. My 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets, precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning Best Regional Gardening Magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4766. When you're landscaping a home, turf has to come first. You really don't have a landscape if you don't have some kind of planting covering the bare ground. Sure, you can use ground covers over a portion, but it's a lawn that usually fills the biggest voids and does so most easily. Determine where it is that you need to have the lawn grass, then be sure that it's successfully growing there. Shade trees come second. They may take 5 or 10 years to develop, so get them on their way as soon as you can. Choose their planting sites carefully. Use them to frame the garden, planting off to the sides and away from the center points of the yard. Be sure they don't align with other trees up and down the block. Choose healthy, vigorous specimens, and whenever possible, plant them in late fall or winter to allow them maximum time to become established before the summer's hot weather. You want to choose quality, let a certified nursery professional advise you of the best types for your needs. Large shrubs are your third highest priority. They form the framework of your entire garden design. Odds are that they'll go in at the same time as the turf grass and shade trees. Use the large shrubs to frame the corners of your house and, if needed, as privacy screens along the boundary. Choose dependable types that will grow to the height and width you need but not beyond. Avoid formal shearing to lessen your workload. Again, a local full-time nursery professional can offer good options. The rest of your shrubs will be in the next chain of planting events. Again, choose types that suit the space you have available for them. Avoid shearing to keep plants in bounds. Know how tall and wide each plant needs to grow and choose accordingly. Vines and ground covers finish off the woody parts of your landscape plantings compared to shade trees and large shrubs. These tertiary plants grow to their full mature forms much more quickly, usually in just a year or so you can leave them until later if time and money require. Annuals and perennials are naturals for any great garden. They're also moving targets in that you're making changes and modifications a couple of times each year. Once your shrubs and ground covers are in place and growing, you'll see places where small spots of color would be useful. Maybe it's to define the doorway, or it could be to draw attention to a fountain or other landscaping embellishment. Garden art is the finishing touch to your lovely landscape design. It might be a statue, fountain, sundial, bird bath, or something else, but it needs to be there. And that's the fun part of step-by-step landscaping. Winter pruning of summer flowering shrubs in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. A day after garnering National Player of the Week honors, Texas A&M men's basketball senior Elston Turner was named SEC Player of the Week yesterday. Turner scored an impressive 40 points on Saturday during the upset win at Kentucky to become just the third opponent to score 40 points in the Wildcat inside the historic Rupp Arena. Here's Turner responding to the response he got with a standing ovation from the Kentucky fans after the big 40-point performance.
It was crazy. I didn't expect it. They showed great support, and it was just pretty much a blessing. You know, I never thought I'd ever have that type of game and that magnitude, and I tip my hat off to my teammates, and like I said, it was a great team win.
Aggs have another tough test this Thursday when number 9 Florida comes to Reed Arena at 6 o'clock with all the action heard live right here on WTAW. And literally years and years of repeated denials.
From our perspective and from what's gone on at U.S. Postal and Discovery and all of those tours, we have nothing to hide.
I have never doped.
No, again, complete nonsense.
Lance Armstrong has finally admitted to using performance-enhancing drugs to win the Tour de France. A person familiar with the situation says Lance Armstrong confessed to Oprah Winfrey during an interview Monday that he used PEDs, or performance-enhancing drugs, to win the Tour. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because the interview will be broadcast on Thursday. Armstrong was stripped of all 7 tour titles last year in the wake of a voluminous U.S. anti-doping agency report that portrayed him as a ruthless competitor willing to go to any lengths to win the prestigious race. USDA Chief Travis Taggart labeled the doping regime allegedly carried out by U.S. Postal and Armstrong that he once led, quote, the most sophisticated, professionalized, and successful doping program the sport has ever seen. Now, after a federal investigation of the cyclist was dropped without charges being brought last year, the Colorado Springs-based USADA stepped in with an investigation of its own. The agency deposed 11 former teammates and accused Armstrong of masterminding a complex and brazen drug program that included steroids, blood boosters, and a range of other performance-enhancing drugs. Louisville moved up 2 spots to number 1 in the latest Associated Press men's basketball poll before cruising to a win over Connecticut last night.
Well, what a game by the Cards, who come on the road and for now protect their number 1 ranking. Louisville with a 13-point victory at Connecticut.
The final was 73-60. This is just the second time in school history the Cardinals are on the top. The last time was back in 2008 and 2009. That was at the end of the season. Indiana is second, followed by Duke, Kansas, and Michigan. A&M men are not ranked, but the women, however, held on to their number 20 spot even after the close loss to number 6, Kentucky. Darren Colson led 6 players in double figures with 23 points, and the Mavericks matched their season high with a third straight win, 113-98, against the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Mavericks overcame an early spark for former Dallas guard J.J. Barea, who became the starter midway through the 2011 NBA Finals against Miami and helped the franchise win its very first title. And finally, this morning, San Antonio Spurs guard Manu Ginobili is expected to miss 10 to 14 days with a left hamstring strain. The Spurs say Ginobili had an MRI on Monday after getting hurt in the second quarter of Sunday's game against Minnesota, where he sat out the entire second half. That's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, we've talked for a long time about what Suddenlink can do for your home with high-speed internet and phone service. You know, they can do the same thing for your business as well. They've done that for me for, I guess, better than 5 years now. I've used Suddenlink business phone service for my business and high-speed internet, and you bundle it and you save. Now, what's nice is, first of all, you're going to save money up to 30% versus the phone company. You can get your email delivered on your voicemail, and, of course, there's the crystal-clear connectivity that you want. But most important maybe for you is you get to keep the phone number that you've had maybe for years and years, and also, You get to keep the equipment that you've already made an investment in. Switch to Suddenlink Business and accelerate your business with radically faster internet and the reliable phone service. And remember that new customers can get workplace internet and unlimited business class phones for under $100 a month. Plus, business class phone lines are available for only $29.95 each. So this is the time for you to have a look at what Suddenlink has for your business. Suddenlinkbusiness.com. They have online support at that website. You can chat right there with them at Suddenlinkbusiness.com. Or you can call Chad Callen at 979-595-2413. Have your phone bill with you so that you can actually make a comparison. They'll be glad to work that out for you and show you how you can save money by bundling with phone service and internet service for your business.